The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone. 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
So here we are, it's a Wednesday. We have three teenagers in the studio. How dangerous is that? Three teenagers have taken over Vectis Radio. We're going to have a discussion on teenagers and grumpy grown-ups. What our gripes are, what your gripes are and so on. We've just been joined by Shania. Afternoon, Shania.
Afternoon.
Have you got a gripe in you? Have you got a moan in you?
Not really.
We'll find out what things wind up your mum and dad about you and vice versa, if you're honest enough. And we've also got Amy in.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, are you?
And we've got Jack in as well.
Hi.
Okay, now Jack's the troublemaker, Shania, isn't he, Amy? He's going to be the difficult one. You can tell he's got naughtiness written all over him, isn't he? So we're going to be talking, now you're two 16-year-olds, Shania, you're 19, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking earlier on about an hour and a half ago, and we were saying about what can you do, what's the difference between being 16 and 18 or 16 and 17, is there much? And there's not a massive amount of difference of what you can do. When you get to 16, there's a lot of stuff you can do, but then when you get to 17, the only difference in your life really is probably, Jack will tell us now.
You can get to drive any vehicle.
Most vehicles,
yeah,
not any vehicle. You can't drive a tank, no, by all accounts.
Not a tank.
And an HGV vehicle as well. So you can drive a car, but that's the only thing you can do in that year. So it's almost like a waste of time reaching 17. You want to go from 16 to 18, because then it starts getting interesting, doesn't it? But anyway, we'll come back to that in a mo. What's the biggest moan that your parents have about you? Who wants to go first, Jack?
I'll go first.
What's the biggest thing that your mum and dad moan about you?
Answering back when I'm right.
when I'm right. You sound like you're right all the time. We'll find out. Come on, what do you argue about? When you back chat, what's going on?
Oh, just be about anything. Say something could have happened in the house, and I'd immediately get blamed. With no evidence, and I'd defend myself so well that no other point can be made for my mum. Then, as a last resort, she then goes, tells me off for answering back, so I have to stop.
Do you know who you remind me of? You remind me of a bit of, there's a bit of Macaulay Culkin in you, I think, Home Alone. I just think that's who you remind me of. So come on, give us an example of your back chatting, when you're right. I mean, you mentioned earlier on, I can't believe you said this, your brother gets a cup of tea made for him.
Oh, this drives me mad, yeah.
But you have to ask your mum to make you a cup of tea.
It's like my brother's royalty and I'm a slave.
But you have to ask your mum to make you a cup of tea.
Yeah, so like, basically, his name's Tom, he'll just rock up, turn up whenever, and a tea will be made on the side for him, and I have to come down from my room and ask.
All right.
It's just,
you can't make it yourself?
I could, but it's not the same.
It's not the same? You expect them to make it for you?
Yeah, I mean, if Tom gets one, I think I should get one.
How old's Tom?
18.
Right, okay. Is he paying keep?
Yeah, he does, but...
There you go.
Yeah, but I deserve one.
Is there any other, any other gripe that you have? Is there any other situation like that? Because at the moment, I think even the two ladies are thinking, you should make your own cup of tea.
No, everyone else gets a tea done. If I ask for a cup of tea, I get a bit of lip.
You get a bit of lip? what do you think, Shania?
Well, I make my own drinks most of the time now, so...
There you go. Shania makes her own drinks. Do you make your own drinks, Amy?
Yep.
And I make my own drinks, too. You're in the minority there.
I'd make my own drink if everyone else made their own drink, just... I believe in equality.
Have you always been this difficult?
No.
It's all coming out now. It really is. So, what about you, Amy? What's the biggest gripe your parents have about you?
They don't wash up.
They don't wash up?
I don't wash
you
up.
You don't wash up?
Mm-hmm.
So, when you get down from the dinner table, do you stack the plates? Do you take the plates?
Yeah, I've been doing that lately. And then they're like, Amy, you should wash up. Like, I don't want to wash up.
You don't want to wash up, so you don't?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, I do eventually.
You do eventually?
They shout at me and... argue,
but they have to fight you to get it done. Okay, all right. What about you, Shania?
Just general housework, not doing enough. Because I'm not doing a lot at the moment. It's just like, I'm just sat there on my laptop, and then eventually it'll get to about 3 o'clock when everyone starts coming back from work and school, and I haven't done anything, and I'll get moaned at.
Do you wash up?
Well, I have the same problem. I don't really want to do it, and then I'll say, well, I've got like all night to do it, so I'll do it later, and then I'll get shouted at. My brother's good at doing that. Yeah.
See, the thing happened
last week. It was just like, my brother came in and goes, Dad wants you to do the washing up. And I said, well, I've got all night to do the washing up, so I'll go down and do it. And then Callum goes, I'll do it now. I was like, no, I'll do it when I want to. And there was a huge argument.
Wow. See, it's much easier. Surely it's much easier to do it when it's, you know, you've got the water. It's all like the plates haven't congealed and gone all hard. And, you know, if you're eating something greasy, it goes all horrible.
I normally put water on my plate anyway when I take it out. And yeah. That's if I take it out.
What, and then just leave it?
Yeah, and then I'll wash up like.
That's even
a bit
worse.
Later.
No. I can understand why
you get
parents.
It a bit clean and then you just wash up properly later.
Do you know what you should do? You should all chip in and buy a dishwasher.
Well, we wouldn't have anywhere to put it.
Well,
I'd rather just do the
sacrifices.
Normal washing.
Yeah, but when you want to do it.
Yeah, well, I was going to do it last night because my mum wasn't very well, and then I asked my brother to help me do it because there's quite a bit to do, and then he goes, oh, you wash it up and I'll dry it up when I get back, and then mum did it, and I got a bit guilty.
Knowing full well that if you wash it up and leave it long enough, it will dry by itself.
Yeah, that's what I tend to do anyway.
He's clever.
Apart from the cutlery.
So does it cause a big debate?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, because it's often just before I go out, it'll be like, Dad will go, oh, well, you could have hoovered up or you could have washed up before you left. And I'm like, oh gosh.
Okay. So
I have got better though. The past week I have been getting better at it.
You just imagine if you're living in your own place, you have to do it, don't you?
I would do it though. It's just because there's other people in the house. I think I don't have to do everything. It's four people in the house, not just me.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. But when it's you're saying, I'll do it when I'm ready.
Yeah.
Is it like making a point, I'm going to do it when I'm ready, not when you tell me?
Because I don't see why I should have to do it right at the instant moment.
What, straight after you've had your tea?
Yeah, when
somebody's taken the time and the trouble to cook your tea for you.
Well, yeah, I know. This incident was actually when I cooked it.
Oh, right.
Because I was having a go, I cooked it, someone else should wash it up.
Different deal altogether, absolutely. Yeah. You just said, well, I cooked it, you can clean up after yourselves, I'm off.
It ended up me doing it anyway.
So. Yeah, fair's fair.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. we've got loads of moans and groans, and there's some that's come in by way of messaging. Do you get moaned at for using Dad, Mum as a taxi?
Yeah.
Okay, you're gone, and because your dad dropped you off here today, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did he moan and groan about it?
Yeah.
He did?
No, he didn't really, actually. But when my boyfriend comes round,
right.
I always ask if my dad can drop him home.
Drop him home? Where does he live?
Shanklin.
Get a bus!
Yeah.
Get on a bus! Goodness sake, I need to give my boyfriend a lift home. I mean, crikey.
He does it, though.
He does it?
Yeah.
Blimey. Would your dad do that?
I don't know. I'd probably just offer to get the bus anyway. It's like when I offered to get the bus, he'll take me anyway. He's like, Monday night, I had to go to Shanklin. And he said, oh, I'll take you. I was like, okay. But then the road is shut, so it is a bit of a faff getting there now because the main road in Upper Fenton is shut. So.
See, I reckon you've got your dad worked out and you wrap him around your little finger.
No, I always plan to get the bus. It's like, I'm quite happy going around independently because I'm 19 now, so I don't shouldn't rely on my dad for transport.
Sure. What about you, Jack?
No, normally when I go, I just walk or get the bus.
You don't get your parents. Well, they can't be bothered to make you a cup of tea, so they're not going to give you a lift anymore.
They're
not going to
make me a cup of tea. They're not going to waste any petrol on me.
Is that the way it is? Okay. So you don't ever get taxied around.
No.
Shania gets taxied around. Maybe you'll take a leaf out of Shania's book, and Amy's, maybe, but, you know, at least Shania offers. But you don't get a lift anywhere with it from Mum and Dad?
Sometimes I get offered, but I just prefer not to.
What about that brother of yours that gets everything, like cups of tea made for him? Does he get lifts here, there,
and everywhere? He's got his own car now, but I imagine if he would have asked before he had a car, the answer would have been a definite yes.
So are you like the black sheep of the family?
I think I'm just misunderstood.
Misunderstood. All right, okay. So this is a debate, fors and against, you know, what parents, you know, grumble about and so on and so forth. It is tinged with some serious stuff as well. Exam pressure, as we mentioned earlier on. You felt exam pressure, didn't you, last year?
Yeah, it was a big year. So the final year of A-levels is the worst because you've got so much pressure to try and get the coursework done. And then try and get the exams. It's so important because it's university, like, trying to get in, because it's not as simple if you do your GCSEs.
Yeah.
You know, you're pretty much guaranteed to stay at your sit form. But when it's, like, university, they don't know you. They don't care if they say no if you don't do well enough.
Sure.
So it was a lot of pressure.
So was it all of last year?
Most
of last year?
Yeah.
What about the year before?
Wasn't too bad, but you had four subjects.
And okay.
Yeah, so that made it difficult in its own way, but not as, you know, you could, like, the next year work harder to boost the grades up. But
okay, what about when you were 16? These guys are 16, they're feeling the pressure. Did you go through the same kind of pressure when you were 16?
Yeah, it was all pressure from year 11 onwards.
So how old would you have been in year 11? Because that means nothing to me.
15, 16. Yeah.
So, you know, for a couple of years, and it is pressure, yeah. And you're a statistic, and you've got to do well, because otherwise, you know, you're going to get you're going to get aggravation, aren't you? And what about you guys? I mean, we've already heard that you feel that, you know, a little bit pressured and doing too much homework, and, you know, exams. We had someone in a couple of weeks ago from Cowes, and they said that. They had this was the first week in January they were back doing exams. So you think, right, straight after the Christmas holiday, the first day back, you're doing an exam, bang, straight into it.
Yeah, that's what we have. We do mocks, and they're not, like, they're just to prepare us for our exams at the end of the year.
They are just mocks, are they?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
My brother had a proper GCSE in January.
Okay. So. And how, your brother's 16?
16. Well, 15.
Does it?
We'll be 16 soon.
Did you spot a change in his behaviour? Was he a little bit stressed and stroppy?
Nope.
Because he's like that all the time.
He just doesn't care.
Right, okay.
Revise the night before and hope for the best.
That does sound like him, actually.
It is.
So how would you, I mean, if there was something you could say to, you know, the powers that be, it's not the teacher's fault, the teachers are just carrying out orders, instructions. I do wish that they, powers that be, would listen to the teachers more often, because I think they're the ones at the sharp end and they know what they're doing. But do you wish that there was less pressure, or do you think they've got it absolutely right because it gets you right in the right frame of mind for when you leave school?
I think there should be less, because you get pressured to, like, get all your stuff in hand in the deadline, but I reckon if they just let you do it in your own time, you'll have it all done for the correct time.
Okay. Do we know, we've mentioned this before, do you know what you want to do when you leave school? Do you know, have you got your life mapped out?
No, I haven't got any solid idea.
Okay. I've got to be honest with you. I didn't want to, you know, there was only one thing I wanted to do when I was 16. And I can't mention that on air, but the other thing I wanted to do was play football. Okay, and I was never going to be a footballer, so, you know, any dream that I had was gone. It was done and dusted. But I didn't know what I wanted to do, and there's so many youngsters like you that don't know what they want to do, and it's not a problem. It isn't a problem, because at some point you'll find yourself. And so if you are thinking, oh, crikey, I don't know what I'm going to do, there's something wrong with me. People keep on asking me, what do I want to do? And I don't know what I want to do. At some point it'll all fall into place. And you're 19 now.
Yeah.
And you are going to go to university this year?
Don't know.
You don't know yet?
It's put me off after
You went last year, but... came back home,
yeah,
and you made a brave decision of coming back home. So what are you you know, planning to do now then?
I don't know. I'm just back in that zone of don't have a clue what I want to do.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to think, like, plan my life. Like,
what do you want to do? I mean, just say, for instance, if somebody said, this is the way my mind works. The reason why I haven't won the lottery is because I wouldn't know what I was going to do with the money. Now I know what I'm going to do with the money, I might win the lottery. So it's a bit like, well, what do I want to do with my life? I don't know yet, so you're not going to be able to do it. So you need to think about what you want to do. So, okay, some people say, well, I can't do that because of, I can't do that because of, I'd really like to do that, but I can't. What would you, if there was no holds barred, you could do anything you wanted to do, what would you do?
I don't know. It's just that I'm being really difficult, I know, but it's, I've always like thought I like my music, so maybe I could just do that, like perform with my violin and all that.
Yeah.
That's one option. I've always been thinking about, I know when I was like really young, like 11, I wanted to be a primary school teacher, so that's something I'm looking into now.
Good for you.
And just keeping options open.
That's excellent. That is really excellent. So there is something in there somewhere then.
Yeah, it's just trying to figure out what I really want to do, because I don't particularly want to waste a year of my life again.
Okay. Could you stand up and in front of people, you know, just say for instance, right, I'm going to take my violin and I'm going to play it, I'm going to go down to the local pub and I'm going to play for, you know, 20 minutes. Could you do that?
Probably, yeah.
And you could entertain, you wouldn't get nervous or dry up
no,
or anything like that?
I'm used to doing it with what I've been doing at school and all that anyway.
Because I saw a guy last week, he was amazing. I saw him in town, I think it was the back of the co-op.
Yeah, I've seen him.
And he had his electric violin there and he was pumping out some sound. He sounded absolutely amazing.
Mm.
So I could just picture you doing something like that. But school teacher, I like the sound of that. Now, you were nodding then, Amy, so have you got an idea now?
I would like to become a school teacher as well, English teacher.
Right, okay.
Not sure about high school though, or primary school, I don't know yet.
Okay, in between.
Yeah.
In between years.
Yeah.
I must admit, I look at the primary school thing and think, that's really easy, because they're only small, and if they get a bit irate, you know, you can sort of push them over a bit, couldn't you? But you couldn't do that for, you know, as they get older, they get bigger than you, don't they? And they get a bit more lippy and leery, like Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Don't they? So have you got an idea what you want to do?
I was interested in making a film industry, but I haven't got an idea what part of it.
Okay, but you're going to look into it?
Yeah, I'll look into it after I finish my A-levels.
Okay, why don't you start looking into it now?
Well, I've looked into bits of it, but not in depth.
See, that's the trouble, you youngsters. You never do what you're told when you're told to do it. You always make an excuse to say, oh no, I'll put that off and I'll do that later. A bit like Shania with her washing up. Isn't it? I'll do that when I'm ready.
Yeah.
Do it now. If you've got an idea, if you've got a dream, follow that dream. Don't give up on it. You know, find out some details now. You're better off finding out those details now. You might stumble upon something. And who knows, this time tomorrow you may be coming in and saying, I'm off now, I've got a film to make. See ya. You never know, do you?
No.
But don't put it off. If you've got a dream, follow it. But there's nothing else that you know, falls into your mind that you think, that's what I'm going to do when I leave school.
Not like a particular job title that comes to mind straight away is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Just have like a rough idea of what department of work I want to be in.
What rough department do you want to be in?
Like maybe directing or screenwriting.
Okay.
That's all I really thought about.
What about working at Morrison's, stacking shelves?
Whatever pays the bills.
So you'd do it if it was offered?
Yeah, at the moment I would, because...
Good for you.
Yeah, it's good at a young age.
Good for you. But honestly, always follow your dreams. Don't give up on them dreams. Okay, they might not necessarily happen, but at least you'll know, won't you? No good putting them off and saying, no, I don't think I can do that. You can do anything you put your mind to it. All right, so negative stereotyping. Somebody put their hand up and said about that. I think it was you, Jack, wasn't it? Negative stereotyping of teenagers. Just want to explain that?
Well, like, often teenagers are associated as being violent, aggressive, like, rude and just standing groups. And
you just described Shania. I hope you're not offended, Shania, that he's just sure. called you that. do you know what? I think that's I think it's a good point, and I think it's really unfair because, you know, there's obviously a lot of ignorant people in the world, but I think there's more people that aren't ignorant. And the unfortunate thing is, you get bad press because you're a teenager. It's easy to blame the teenager, isn't it? I've just seen you push by somebody and spit on the floor and you think, right, okay, you're the problem. You are part of the problem. But how many times when you go out there and you see people of our age, my age, you know, doing exactly the same thing, and that's even worse because they should know better. So yeah, I would imagine it's only a small element. What would you say, Shania?
Yeah, I think that's a big issue. I've actually seen elderly people at the bus station pushing into the queue, though, which really annoys me. And
that's rude.
They moan when, like, we do it. And
yeah.
It's like, oh. So it's not just us.
Do you get that thing with it? We fought a war for you.
Mm. Mm.
And that really irritates me. That's probably people of an older generation. Yeah. What about you, Amy?
I don't...
You don't know?
Old people annoy me when they moan.
Old people?
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, how old? And what is old?
Like 70 plus?
70 plus.
Yeah.
That would be Marco in the green room, he's 70 plus. So I'm all right. I'm not old for another 20 years. Thank you. You can come back again. Okay, but they do, unfortunately, you youngsters today, you don't know you're born. I hear it all the time and I think, do you want to hear, you want to hear yourself? I expect that, yeah, that was said to you when you were younger and that's just passed on. So it's irritating, frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Really, yeah.
Okay. Well, should we just address what we can do as a 16-year-old? You can get married. And again, I must point this out. I'm not encouraging you to do this. I'm just saying this is the law. This is what you can do. I don't want you to go out and think, yeah, that Ian Mack told me I could go down and change my name by deed poll, so I'm going to go and do it. You can get married or register a civil partnership with consent. You can drive a moped or an invalid carriage. Have you got a moped, Jack?
No.
Thought about getting one?
Oh, that's what I'd like one, but my mum said they're dangerous, so... No, not that one.
Okay. You can consent to sexual activity with others aged 16 and over. This is the grey area, this one. You can drink wine and beer, or wine or beer, with a meal if accompanied by someone over 18. Did you know that, Shania?
Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
No. I don't think I... No. Not at that age.
Not at that age?
No.
Not when you were 16?
No.
You didn't go into a pub with your mum and dad, order fish and chips, and have a glass of wine or a beer?
No.
Any alcohol with it?
No.
What would you have done if you knew the rules?
Well, I knew the rules anyway.
You knew the rules anyway, but yeah. You didn't?
No.
Okay, that's interesting. Why didn't you? Because you don't drink alcohol.
I didn't at that point.
Okay. No, good for you. Sensible choice. Now, what about you, Amy? Because recently you went out. Obviously, don't name the pub.
Mm-hmm.
Not just yet. but you went out recently and tried this and it didn't work.
Yeah, I went to the pub with my family and friends and I had a meal and I had cider and they wouldn't let me drink it. They said, you're not old enough.
Right.
I said, well, I have ID, and they said, still, you're not allowed it.
Okay, so your mum and dad were there?
Then we left, yeah. My mum and dad were there.
And they bought you a cider?
Yeah.
They bought you the cider,
yeah.
Knowing full well that the rule is, if you're eating food, and do you remember what you were eating as well?
No.
Okay, so you remember the cider, but you don't remember what food you were eating. But you did order a meal?
Yeah, and I ordered the cider, and then I was about to drink it, and a man came up to me and said, how old are you? I said, I'm 16. He said, you can't drink it. I was like, what?
Probably didn't know the rules.
Yeah, my dad did say to him, that's the, you're allowed to drink alcohol with the meal when you're with the parents, but he wouldn't let me, so we walked out and took the cider with us.
Do you know, I mean, that's, took the cider with you. Right. That's to me, they've shot themselves in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think us Brits, we kind of do that, because they do this on the continent all the time. You know, teenagers are allowed to drink alcohol as long as they're with their parents. It's in a kind of controlled environment. But I'm not saying it should be encouraged over here, but what I'm saying is that maybe they should make it a little bit clearer. And it won't be quite so embarrassing for you, but it would just make it a bit more, I don't know, rather than you go out and drink that cider with your mates and maybe get out of control. I'm not saying one cider and that's it, you're out of control, although that might be the case, I don't know. But do you know what I mean? So you're drinking with your parents, so you're in a controlled environment, you're in an environment where somebody can look after you if you do have a problem with, having your alcohol. Does that make sense?
Mm.
I mean, you know, rather than just come in and say, sorry, you've got to go now because you ain't old enough to drink it, know the laws, I would have said. I know the law and I'm having my cider, thanks very much, because I've just eaten fish and chips. What do you think, Jack?
I think it's perfectly okay that you're allowed to have alcohol with your meal if you order it. I just don't see why the pub wouldn't let you do it if it is the law, and I thought they would have been aware of it.
Thought they would have been aware of it too.
I thought it was like quite a big issue that pubs would have been aware of.
Let's be honest, I mean, pubs they need support, they need people going in and having meals and so on and so forth. And I would imagine there's a lot of youngsters, 16, 17, that would go out with their parents more often, maybe, if they could have a cider with their meal or a glass of wine or something and be treated like almost an adult. What do you think, Shania?
Yeah, well, if it's the law, then it should. be okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All pubs should know the law within, like, alcohol.
Which pub are you... Because you go... Is it one in Wroxall, isn't it, you go to?
No, in Ventnor.
In Ventnor. What's the name of the pub that you go to?
The Central.
The Central.
Yeah.
Good pub?
Yeah.
Do good food?
Yeah, really good food.
Good. Now, you get, as a 16-year-old, you get a national insurance number. So, you all got a national insurance number?
Yeah.
You all got numbers?
Mm-hmm.
You all keep that on you?
No.
You know exactly what it is?
No.
See, I remember getting mine when I was 16. I could rattle it off just like that.
Yeah,
obviously,
I know
never
mine.
Ever do that.
I know mine off by
heart. Good. Because if you do know it and you rattle it off and somebody gets it, they can, I don't know, they can tap into your life and details and so on and so forth. You can work full-time if you've left school. You can join a trade union. You can be paid national minimum wage for 16 to 17-year-olds. You can join the armed forces with parental consent. Change the name. Isn't it funny how you can join the armed forces? And this is a gripe that I would have if I was a 16-year-old. You can join the armed forces with parental consent, but you can't vote. You can't vote, but you can go and fight for your country. Doesn't make sense to me. You can change your name by depot. Jack, would you change your name by depot?
Yeah.
What would you change it to?
Jack Danger.
Jack Danger?
Yeah.
That's a great name. I'm liking that. Why Jack Danger?
I don't know. It just sounds cool.
What about you, Shania?
I'm happy with mine.
Shania Steele?
Yeah. I could see me being, you know, having a different surname or
first
name, whatever.
Okay.
It's my name. It was given to me. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Not like old Jack Danger over there, eh? What about you, Amy?
I'm happy with my name as well.
Happy with it. We're happy with our names, Jack. But if you want to go and change your name to Jack Danger, you could actually do that today if you wanted to. You may have to get a loan off your mum to do it, though, because I think it's about £80-odd to do. You could leave home without parental consent. In certain circumstances, you must pay for prescriptions, dental treatment and eye tests. You choose a GP as well. Consent to medical treatment. Buy premium bonds. Anybody got premium bonds? No? Somebody bought me some premium bonds years ago, and I think my mum's still got them somehow. You can pilot a glider. You can buy a lottery ticket, aged 16. Do you buy lottery tickets, Shania?
No.
What about you, Jack?
No.
Amy?
Nope.
You're never going to win it if you're not in it. It's as simple as that. And what else have we got here? You can register as a blood donor, but you won't be called to give blood until you're 17. And you can apply for a passport without parental consent. This is an interesting one, because somebody asked a question about, can you get on a plane age 16? I think you can. I'm not 100% sure, but it would be a bit hypocritical if you could buy a passport and go to any country, but you're not allowed to get on the plane that takes you into any country. That would be a bit silly, wouldn't it? So we'll do ages 16, 17 and 18, and possibly 21 a little bit later. So everybody got mobile phones?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. One of the biggest gripes for grown-ups is, you blimmin' kids are always on your mobile phones when I'm talking to you, and I'm trying to have a conversation with you, and you're looking at your mobile phone. Now, a couple of times, Jack and Amy, we've been in the studio this morning, and I was sort of talking, and you weren't hearing me because you were on your mobile phones. Is this true?
I could hear you.
Are you guilty? Could hear you. You are guilty then. Do you do this in front of your mum as well?
Yeah.
Do you do it in front of your dad too?
Yeah, but they do the same to me as well. When
see, that's just evening it up. It's it's fair that you should say that, because more and more parents are, you know, on their phones too now. Is that true, Amy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your parents are?
At the dinner table as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really bad manners. You could tell them. Ian Max said it's really bad manners to have your mobile phone at the table whilst you're having your family meal. Do you all sit at the table?
Have
you all sit at the meal times together?
Mm-hmm.
They say a family that eats together stays together. What about you, Shania?
No.
You don't eat together?
No, I'm in my bedroom. My brother's in his, and my dad's downstairs. My mum's either downstairs with my dad or in the kitchen.
Wow, that is
we always used to, but now we've got older, it's just like we just do our own thing.
So you don't eat, so you don't stay, because you, I've got to be honest with you, whenever we see the Humpty family, the Steele family together, you always, and people have all said this, what a lovely family, what a together, tight little family. That's how you come across.
That's when we're outside. When we're inside, it's different.
That's interesting, because I used to go out with a girl that I was. She invited me round for a Sunday roast. Now, my mum got married for about the fourth or fifth time, and I was living at home at the time, and I had to get out. Basically, they said, you know, we want to go and start a life together, and you're going to have to get out. So I said, okay. So I went, you know, bought myself another house and moved out, and they moved into their own place. So little while later, I started going out with this girl, and she said, would you like to come to Sunday roast? And I thought, how nice to be part of a family again. And I went in, and it was similar to the Humpty household, where you walk in, mum was having her dinner in the kitchen, her brother was in the bedroom, dad was in the lounge, and we had to go and have our dinner in girlfriend's bedroom, our Sunday roast. And you think, wow, that's incredible. What? It was unheard of, because we all used to sit around the table. So sitting around the table, mobile phones off, Shania? When you do eventually sit around the table?
They're not off, but it'd probably be upstairs or in my pocket, but I wouldn't look at it around the dinner table.
Okay, well, that's a start, but Amy's mum and dad, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tell them off?
No, I do it as well.
You do it as well?
But then my mum's really, she just shouts at me. She's like, get off your phone. I'm like, you're doing the same.
Yeah, see that? But he's itching to get in here, because I can see him. You're doing this all the time, aren't you?
Well, I'll just be sat there eating, and well, my mum would occasionally check her phone, and I'll say, we're not off your phone at dinner, because we're not allowed in ours, and she'll say, well, I pay for it, or I pay the bills. They're like, what can I say to that?
But the fact are, I mean, you're a lippy little so-and-so anyway. If they're on their mobile phone and you're on the mobile phone, I bet you tell them that, hey, look, you're on your phone.
Yeah.
Do you tell them off?
I tell them off, because eventually I'll just get outnumbered.
Yeah. Okay, there's some messages coming in. Let's see what other people are moaning and whinging about today, about teenagers. The schools, etc., put pressure on them due to these league tables. Don't matter that kids are stressing themselves out, making themselves ill, as long as the schools get a good rating in the league tables. So that's Jeff Hobbs. He's on your side. David Doyle says, my daughter is 17 in April and always thinks she knows best, as I did as a teenager and my parents before me, etc. So you always know best then?
Mm. Yeah.
My dad says the same to me as well.
Yeah? Now, my son was exactly the same as I was. I knew it all when I was 16, 17, and he used to come round and watch the football. And then he went on leave, and he came on leave. We watched the football, because he had this thing, this app that he could watch the football. And I said, when you go away, because he went away to Somalia, I said, how am I going to watch the football? And he said, Dad, you can go down the Hog's Head, right? And I said, oh, right, OK, I'll go down the Hog's Head then. You know where it is, though, Dad, don't you? I'll tell you where it is. And I'm thinking, I've lived here for how many years? I know where the Hog's Head is, mate. It's about 300 yards from my house. It'd be hard not to. But he thought that I didn't know. And that's what I think that David is getting at here. You think we came down in the last shower and don't know half this stuff. Do you get that impression sometimes?
Yeah. Sort of. There's some things that I know, and some things that my dad knows, is like I was asking him to do stuff and help me with stuff, because I know I don't know absolutely everything, but there's certain things that I am trying to say I know the best. It's just like this new car, we're having a problem unlocking it and all that, and he was there for 5 minutes, so I just took the key and I unlocked it straight away.
That's
and it
right,
got him really annoyed.
Yeah.
But now he's come to a conclusion, there is a problem with the key, so it was just lucky that I did it. And yeah, it's funny.
It's funny how, you know, you get made to feel like when somebody your age tells you how to do something that you've been doing for years and years and years, and they think that you don't know. They think that you don't know. It's that old saying, you're telling grandmother how to suck eggs. Anyway, look, we're going to take a little break in a mo, and we're going to come back and we're going to do part two. There's plenty of messages coming from a variety of people, and there's lots of things that we've not discussed yet that you brought up. Apparently Jack has full control of the television in the lounge, and he's the only kid on the Isle of Wight that age 16 has full control of the television in the lounge.
In the evenings, I do.
In the evenings. And we also want to ask you the question about what do you feel about staying on until you are 18? How late should you stay out? And the blame that some siblings get for having a go at their other younger brothers and older brothers and sisters. That'll be it. Look, he's itching to get involved again. Look, we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back with more.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com. This is Vectis Radio.
Putting the community back into local radio.
Hello there, I'm Andy from Hamilton's Fine Foods, and I'd like to introduce you to some of the new things that are happening in Hamilton's. Our newest venture is our new shop in Dodner Industrial Estate, where we have available hot sausage rolls, hot coffee, hot pies, and all sorts of other things for your lunch. We're open from 10 till 4 daily. If you're working in and around Dodner Industrial Estate, please call in.
Hamilton's Fine Foods. You'll find them on Daish Way and Pyle Street in Newport, also in Wootton and Cowes too.
The House of Chili is located at Hollier's Barn in Branston, between Princelet Chute and Thompson Garden Centre. We stock a vast array of chili-related products from the Isle of Wight. Chili balsamics, relishes, chutneys, marmalades, sweets, snacks, dried mixes, and a vast array of hot sauces from the Isle of Wight and around the world. We have sample tables to taste a wide variety of products. Looking for that unique present? How about a House of Chili gift pack or one of our luxury hampers? Check out www.houseofchili.com. Ideal gifts for the chili lover in your life.
Need your appliances pack tested? Call the local experts, West White Audio. Reasonable prices and all island coverage. Give Kelvin a ring on 0800 118 2484 for a no obligation chat. Email info@westwhiteaudio.co.uk or follow the link on the Vectis Radio homepage.
Working with clay is great fun, and you can give it a go. If you're aged between 11 and 19 years and live on the Isle of Wight, call Key Arts box office on 822 490 to now book your place. Waves Pottery Workshop on Saturday the 6th of February from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. is free and will give you the opportunity to spend a fun day in our pottery. Work will be glazed and ready to collect 2 weeks later. Waves Key Arts youth offer is funded through the Isle of Wight Council.
The loss of a loved one through bereavement is one of the hardest and most painful things we have to go through in life. It's a great help and comfort when someone can sit down with you and talk you through the kind of service you would like to mark the passing of your friend or relative, and then on the day deliver a warm and positive ceremony with his or her life at the heart of it all. My name's Jonathan Skeet, and I'm an independent funeral celebrant. For an informal chat with no obligation whatsoever about how I can help you in this crisis moment, call me on 01983 868607. That's 01983 868607. Or ask your funeral director.
It's James and Judy here, the island's version of Richard and Judy. We've been married for longer than Judy cares to mention, haven't we?
That's true, James.
And together we run Ramshackle Pop-Up Cinema from our Global Nerve Centre in Bembridge. We're bringing lots of bickering, wittering...
That's me.
...and twittering...
That's James, the technical one.
...to Vectis Radio every Wednesday afternoon from 1 to 4. And that's our show, Ramshackle Mashup. It's a heady mix of music, previews and reviews of things going on the island, including arts, and breaking news about local eateries, cycling and special places.
And film.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value, and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
Okay, we've got three teenagers on the show today. We will be finding out as much as we possibly can on the exam pressure, which we've already done, and schoolwork in general, and what their gripes are of us oldie people, and so on. And we'll find out more about what we dislike about teenagers as well. Kevin Wilson says, I think most teenagers show the adults up because so many of them are so sensible. On the other hand, I wish some of them would lighten up a bit. That's what Kevin says. So are you a light-hearted kind of guy, Jack?
I think when I'm around people I know properly, I am.
Right, okay. What about you, Shania? Are you light-hearted enough?
Yeah.
Amy?
Yeah.
Right, we're all light-hearted then, Kevin. Okay, we want to find out. We've done the things that you can do when you get to 16. Not much of a change when you get to 17. So you've done all this, Shania.
Yeah.
So, but you didn't like, because when I was 16, left school, I started going drinking in pubs straight away. You know, because I was lucky enough to get a letter from the then MP, sent it out wrong, telling me, congratulations on your 18th birthday. So I carried this thing around with me, and I could go into any pub I liked because I had the stamp of approval from the current MP of the Isle of Wight, which is fantastic news for a little 16-year-old. I had a lovely time for 2 years. Threw the blimmin' thing away when I got to 18, went into a pub. They said, sorry, mate, you don't look old enough. We can't serve you. Some kind of justice there, I guess. But when you get to 17, you can drive most vehicles and pilot a helicopter or a plane. You no longer be subject to a care order. At 17, you could become a blood donor, be interviewed by police without an adult present, and leave your body for medical study if you die. That's when you can't do that yet, Jack. You've got to wait until you are 17. Shall we? Because are you like desperately become 18 so you can do all the things that you can't do at the moment?
Yeah.
Amy's like, she's chomping at the bit to get to 18. So what is it you want to do most of all when you get to 18?
Go out. Clubbing,
with right?
With my friends.
If there's any clubs left on the island, they're all closing down. The thought of clubbing horrifies Jack. Look at his face. Are you desperate to go clubbing?
I'm not very too fast.
No.
Nah.
Not too fast at all. So that is you not desperate to go, but you are. You're a clubber, and you can't wait to get to 18. Mm-hmm. So do you have that argument with your mum and dad to say, "Oh, everyone else is going. Why can't I?"
Yeah, well, all my friends got a fake ID. Well, some of my friends.
Don't say that on air.
Don't say their names.
All right, so you do know of some people that have fake ID. But you don't use yours.
No, I don't have fake ID.
You don't have fake ID, okay. No. But do you do that thing where you, can I stay over at so-and-so's? Everyone else is, why can't I?
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
Did you used to do that, Shania?
Not really.
Not really?
No.
So
I was always revising and all that, so I didn't go out and have a social life at that point.
This is what you should be doing, Amy. You got it all wrong. You should be revising. So did you, that period of 16 to 18, were you in a rush to get to 18 so you could do those things?
No.
No.
I was quite happy staying 16. That was it. But now I'm 19, so it didn't really work, did it?
It doesn't stand still, but you weren't in a rush to get to 18.
No.
But you're in a bit of a rush to get there.
Yeah.
Anything else other than clubbing?
Driving.
Driving.
I start that soon.
Because you're... When are you 17?
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks' time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can start driving. What about you, Jack? When are you 17?
In middle of March.
Middle of March. So that's coming up as well. So you're going to start driving too?
I'm not sure. I haven't really thought about that much. I might.
I might, yeah. Laid back about it all. Okay, so when you get to 18, which is another year and a bit, you can vote. You're too late to vote on the EU, but you'll be able to get a vote in this time, Shania.
Yeah, I voted in general election as well.
Okay, so what about the EU? Do you know enough to vote and think, right, okay, in or out?
I won't, but I will. I want to vote, so I'd look into it a bit more and see what I think.
But you will vote?
Yeah.
Good for you. So that's
coming
up.
You're entitled to it. You should use it.
So. Absolutely right. Good for you. So you can vote when you get to 18, Jack. You can sue or be sued, and you can open up a bank account in your name, Jack Dangerous. Can't you?
That'd be good.
So if you change your name by default, you can say, "Oh, yeah, I want my account in the name of Jack Dangerous, please." I'm just picturing the scene. If you change your name to Dangerous. I'm even tempted to lend you the money so you can do it.
Yeah, so say, what do you want to change it to? I say, Danger, Jack Danger.
Jack Danger. I'm just, just imagine you're at the doctor's and they call your name, Jack Danger, and you walk out.
Everyone will just look up and stop what they're doing and stare.
How brilliant would that be?
It would be.
Okay, so you can open up a bank account in your name, Dak Danger. Perform professionally abroad. So you can go abroad and perform. I don't know what you're going to perform, but you can perform. You can serve on a jury. You can get a tattoo. You're not fussed about getting a tattoo, though, are you?
I don't mind. I mean, I don't see what's wrong with having one, just...
Hey, look, if you're going to have a name like Danger...
I'll get it tattooed on my forehead.
You've got to have a tattoo, haven't you? Let's be honest. You can buy cigarettes and tobacco, OK, when you get to 18. So, Amy, you've got to wait until you're 18 to get cigarettes and tobacco, OK? You can buy a drink, buy and drink alcohol in a bar when you're 18. You can see an 18 certificate film at the cinema. You can buy fireworks. Does that appeal to you, Jack?
Not necessarily fireworks, but they have to go to cinema and see films that are 18s.
Okay. You can pawn items in a pawn shop. You can leave home. I would imagine that your parents would be quite glad to see the back of you. Do we have to wait until we're 18?
Yeah. That would be a good day for them.
You can marry or register a civil partnership. You can make a will. You can stand for election as a member of parliament. I think you'd be a good MP. I really do. Jack Danger, cross. You can carry an organ donor card. You cannot be made a ward of the court. You can own land. You can buy a house or flat and apply for a mortgage, and then you could get people to make your tea for you. Which nice. Would be a, that appeals, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah.
If you're adopted, you can apply to see a copy of your original birth certificate. You can ride a motorbike, 125 cc's with a license, and you can drive lorries between 3.5 kilograms and 7.5 kilograms, 7,500 kilograms, with a trailer up to 750 kilograms, with the appropriate license. You can all do that when in a year's time. Shania can do it now. All of those things, you can do it now. How many of them things have you actually done or do?
I don't know. I've had a drink in a pub.
Did you buy it?
Yeah.
You bought it?
I actually did it in London. I never got asked for ID and I got really upset because I had it ready. I was in London, King's Cross Station. And I went to the pub. Dad said, I'll go and get us a drink, so I got the money and all that. And I got my ID ready and he didn't even ask for it. I was really upset.
I can tell. That's that's really rankled, isn't it? It really has.
I still go on about it today.
So you voted. You've done that. Performed professionally abroad.
No.
Have you played your violin on the mainland?
Yeah.
Because to some people that is abroad.
Okay, I'll count that then.
Have you got a tattoo?
No.
Have you bought cigarettes or tobacco?
No.
Have you bought? You've bought a drink in a bar. Have you seen an 18-rated film?
No, not in the cinema anyway.
Okay. Have you stole stuff at a pawn shop?
No.
You're going to sell your brother, couldn't you? Take him. How much do you reckon? No, you can have him for nothing. All right. I'll give you £1.50 towards his feed. You can marry or register. You need to make a will. Have you made a will?
No.
Do you carry an organ donor card?
No.
So all these things you haven't done. Own land, buy a house, you haven't done that. Ride a motorbike?
No, I don't
drive
trust
a big lorry?
No.
Okay, TV. Who gets control of the TV in the house? What about in your house?
Humpty.
Dad gets full control. Yep. He has the controls.
Yep.
What happens if he doesn't?
Well, there isn't any time that he doesn't. If he's in the house, then it's him, so...
It's him, and you have to give up the controls when he comes in.
Yeah, I don't really
in.
Watch TV in the lounge anyway. It's always in my bedroom, so...
Right, okay. But he has full control over it.
Yeah, it's what he watches, and that's it.
Okay. Yeah. Do you disagree at some of the times what he wants to watch?
I just go upstairs. If I don't like it, I just say, see you then. I don't really put up an argument.
Oh, Humpty. Okay, so what about in your house, Amy? That was an impression of Humpty. You've not met Humpty. Humpty is Shania's dad, and he sounds a bit like Humpty, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's Humpty. So, TV in your house? Who has the controls?
You don't really watch TV in my house, so the TV's always off.
I used to think that people like you were a bit crazy, but no, you're more common, and I think you've got more sense, because I think we're all controlled by the TV these days, aren't we? We really are, but it don't matter who has the controls, because there ain't much on anyway. Okay, so Jack, what about you?
Well, during the day it's my little brother, but then in the evening if I say I'll be downstairs tonight, that's been set.
So you are the man, you are the master.
Yeah.
I'm watching the TV. I'm having the controls. You can watch what I want to watch.
Yeah, so normally people just go upstairs because they probably don't want to watch what I'm watching.
Mum and dad, parents, everybody.
Yeah, they can watch it in their rooms as well if they like. I mean, I could watch it in my room as well if I like, but yep. I like it downstairs with the TV.
Just a shame you ain't got nobody to make you a cup of tea, isn't it?
No, I get my mum to make one before she goes up. I have to ask for it. It's not made for me.
Now, if Brandon's listening, he is our resident tea maker. So, I mean, how do you have your tea?
One sugar and a little bit of milk.
One sugar and a little bit of milk. So hopefully Brandon's listening and he can get that tea ready for when you come off air at 1 o'clock. Okay, and that would be a good idea, wouldn't it?
It would be a cracking
idea.
He's now
worked out that he's got to go and put the kettle on and make you a cup of tea. Just a dash of milk and one sugar. How are you having yours, Amy?
Two sugars,
okay. What about you, Shania?
No sugar. I'm trying to get off the sugar now.
No sugar, okay.
Make sure it's well stirred.
I think you're all very cheeky.
I don't like it when my sugar's all stuck at the bottom.
Okay, staying on at school till you're 18, is this, because this is new, I left school at 16, nobody stood in my way, I didn't have a job to go to at first, I had a little break, then I got a job, and so staying on at school till I'm 18 would have been a bit of a bind, but you guys have got to do that, is that, are you happy with that?
Mm-hmm. I don't mind. So.
Don't mind? About you, Jack?
Yeah, I'm happy with it, because I wouldn't really do anything else, so it's probably the best alternative.
Until someone else better comes along.
Yeah.
What about you, Shania?
Yeah, I did it. I was happy doing it, so...
Okay, yeah, there was never any doubt you were leaving school at 16?
Nope.
Okay, because it's only just come in the last couple of years, isn't it?
Yeah, I could have left if I wanted to, but I didn't.
But you didn't. You wanted to stay on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting. Staying out late. How late would your parents let you stay out, Shania?
What, now?
Yeah.
Well, Sunday night I came in at about 20 to 12.
Sunday night, 20 to 12. Yeah, but you are 19, so...
Yeah,
you know, so but they were all right with that?
Yeah, well, they didn't really have any control because I was out, so they couldn't contact me.
Okay.
So Friday night was about 11:30.
Do you have to say what time you're coming in?
No.
So you come and go as you please, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't really control me much anymore because I'm 19, so I just come in.
Very difficult.
Out.
Yeah, you're seeing class as an adult. What about you, Jack? What's are you allowed out late? How late?
Well, I went to cinema the other week. I didn't get back till 10:55, but I haven't really been given a set time, but... I think I'm expected to be back at a sensible time.
What is a sensible time?
I know, probably... Well, when I went out to see the film and I didn't get back too late, I think my parents probably considered that as being quite late, so probably around 10-ish.
Was it on a school night?
No, weekend.
Weekend. So they wouldn't let you do that in a weeknight?
No.
What about you, Amy?
Well, on a good day, they'll let me out till about midnight. On a bad day, about 10:30.
Okay, so is that at weekends?
Yeah, sometimes.
So you're allowed out till midnight on the weekends?
Yeah, but very rare.
Very rare?
Yeah.
Got a party to go to, got somewhere to go to, yeah?
Mm.
Okay, all right. Well, hopefully we haven't dropped you in the last 55 minutes, but there's every chance that we have. So good luck. Good luck when you get home. But just remember, Shania's all right because she's an adult now. And you two aren't. And I don't know whether your tea's going to be ready when you get out, but hopefully it will. If not, you can moan at Brandon, okay? Make a nice change, moaning at Brandon instead of your mum, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Give her some time off, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. thanks for your time this lunchtime, Jack. We're back tomorrow with the Lunchtime Social Debate. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
And thank you, Shania.
Thank you.